The clinic for patient last name is OCALLAGHAN. First name is Diana, DIANA. Date of visit is April 20th, 2023. Date of birth is April 20th, 1957. Chief complaint, a chronic migraine headache disorder. Next paragraph, history present illness. Patient is a 65-year-old female, comma, chief complaint, migraine headache disorder, chronic migraine headache disorder. First of a patient tells me that she was diagnosed of migraines when she was 50 years old. First of a patient have headaches mostly in the top of the head and also in the back of the head. First of a patient also have nausea, vomiting. First of a patient tells me that she also have light sensitivity and sound sensitivity. First of a patient would have migraine headaches days 18 days per month before. Each migraine headache will last a whole 24 hours. So first of all, a patient tells me that her headache intensity is usually 9 out of 10. First of all, since the Botox injection comma, her headache intensity is down to 1 out of 10. First of all, she only have migraine headache days 3 days per month now. First up, she has significant improvement with the migraine headaches with Botox injection. First up, patients try propranolol, Topamax, Imitrax, Maxalt, Emerge previously. First up, a patient tells me none of those medications were effective for a migraine. So first up, only the Botox was effective for a migraine. So first up, a patient is very happy with the results with the Botox injection. First up, next the paragraph, past medical history, pancreatitis, gallstones, and chronic migraine headache disorder. Past surgical history, cholecystectomy, lumpectomy. Next rare current medication, Topamax 25 milligrams, 1 pill, QHS. Sumatriptan 100 milligrams, 1 pill as needed. Vitamin D2, multivitamins, calcium. Next rare allergies, no known drug allergies. Next rare social history, patients married with 3 children. First step, patient does not smoke. First step, she had quit smoking. First step, she used to smoke. First step, she does not drink alcohol. First up, she does not use illicit drugs. This is for family history. There's no family history of similar medical condition. This is for review system. Patient's headaches, first up. This is for impression. Chronic migraine headache disorder, first up. The patient's been having chronic migraines since she was 60 years old, first up. Majority of the headache is in the front of the head and also back of the head. First up, she has light sensitivity, sound sensitivity. First up, patient have nausea with these migraine headaches. First up, before the Botox injections, she used to have 18 migraine days per month. First up, each migraine lasted 24 hours. First up, the headache intensity was 9 out of 10. First up, since the Botox injection, she only has migraine headaches 2 to 3 days a month. First up, and her headache intensity is only 1 out of 10 now. First up, the Botox has been very effective for migraines. So first up, next the paragraph, a patient tried various medication, include Imitrax, Maxalt, Topamax, Propranolol, and Emerge. First up, none of those medications were effective for her migraines. So first up, only Botox was effective. First up, next paragraph, a patient is requesting for another Botox injection for her migraine headaches. Next part of a condition, explain to patient of the above diagnosis. Next part, explain to patient the common risk for Botox injection and the benefit for Botox injection. First up, the benefit of Botox injection would be alleviation for the headache. First up, the risk would include muscle weakness, muscle paralysis, diplopia, double vision, dysarthria, dysphagia, short of breath, and death. First up, a patient agrees to the risk and benefit. First up, a Botox injection was performed today. First up, there's no complication from the Botox injection. First up, I will continue to refer her her Topamax 25 milligrams a day. First up, I will also continue to refill her Imitrax 100 milligrams a day as needed for stomach. Some are explained to patients the common side effects from these medications include chest tightness, shorter breath, gamma tingling, and numbness symptoms. So first up, should you develop any of these side effects, gamma, let me know immediately. First up, recommendation followed me in 3 months. First up, this bronchodilation affectation. Next patient is the same patient, Diane O'Callaghan. Diana O'Callaghan, the same patient. Date of service is October 17, 2023. Date of birth is April 20th, 1957. Next, we have a chief complaint of chronic migraine headache disorder. First up, next, we have a history of present illness. Patient is a 66-year-old female, chief complaint of chronic migraine headache disorder. First up, a patient tells me that she was diagnosed with a migraine headache since she was 60 years old. First up, she tells me the migraine headaches has improved significantly with Botox injection. First up, before Botox injections, she used to have 19 migraine headaches day per month. First up, lasting 24 hours each time. First up, headache intensity usually 9 out of 10. First up, since the Botox injection, she only have 2 to 3 days of migraine headaches day per month. First up, the headache intensity is 1 to 2 out of 10. First up, her migraine headache significantly improved. First up, she has try various medications with no effectiveness. First up, they were all non-effective for migraine headaches. First up, the patient took Imitrax, Maxol, the Topamax, Propranolol, Emerge, none of these medications were effective for migraines. So first up, only Botox was effective for migraines. Next, we have past medical history of pancreatitis, migraine headache, chronic migraine headache disorder, gallstones. Next, we have past surgical history of cholecystectomy, lumpectomy, current medication, Topamax, 25 milligrams of POQHS, sumatriptan, 100 milligrams of POQD, vitamin D2, multivitamin, calcium. Next, we have allergies, no known drug allergies. Next, for social history, patient does not smoke. First up, patient quit smoking already. First up, patient does not drink alcohol. First up, patient does not use illicit drugs. First up, patient is married with 3 children. First up, family history, there's no family history, similar medical condition. Next, we have review system, patient's chronic headaches, chronic migraine headache disorder. Next, we have impression, chronic migraine headache disorder. First up, patient's been having chronic migraine headache since she was 60 years old. First up, patient's tried propranolol, Topamax, Imitrax, Maxol, Emerge, none of those medications were effective for migraines. So first up, the Botox is the only thing that's effective for migraines. So first up, before the Botox injections, she used to have migraine headaches 18 days a month, headache days 18 days per month. First up, her migraine headaches will last 24 hours. First up, since the Botox injections, she only have 2 to 3 migraine headache days per month. First up, her headache intensity went from 10 out of 10 to 1 out of 10. First up, it is very effective for her headache intensity. First up, the majority of the headache is in the front of the head, or also in the back of the head, and in the neck. First up, and this for our recommendation. Next part of a patient requesting for another Botox injection today. First time, next recommendation, explain to patient of developed diagnosis. Next up, explain to patient the risk and benefit for Botox injection. First time, explain to patient the benefit would include alleviation of migraine headaches. First up, the risk would include muscle weakness, muscle paralysis, disfigurement, double vision, diplopia, short breath, and death. First up, patient agrees to the risk and benefit. First up, next up, Botox injection was performed today. First up, it was performed without any complications. So first up, next up, I will continue to refill the patient the Imitrax 100 milligrams a day as needed. To first up, explain to the patient the common side effects include the short breath, chest tightness. If you develop any of those symptoms, let me know. Next up, I continue the Topamax. 25 milligrams a night, explain the patient common side effects will include tingling, numbness, and sleepiness and drowsiness. The first step recommendation to let me know immediately if she develop any side effects. Recommendation filed with me in 3 months. The first step this month, so the expectation. Next patient is the same patient, Diana O'Callaghan, same patient. Date of birth is May 15, 2025. Next, we have a chief complaint finding migraine headache disorder. Next paragraph, a history person known as Fisher, a 68-year-old female, comma, chief complaint from migraine, chronic migraine headache disorder for stubborn. Fisher tells me that the Botox has been significantly helping her migraine headaches at first. Fisher is still having significant improvement from her chronic migraine headaches with Botox injection. First off, Fisher continues to see significant improvements at first. Before the Botox injection, Kevin's patient used to have 18 migraine headache days per month at first, lasting 24 hours each time. First off, since the Botox injection, my patient would only have 1 to 2 days a month of migraine headaches. If it was not the headache, the headache intensity went down from 10 out of 10 went down from 9 out of 10 to 1 out of 10. First off, a patient sees significant improvement with a migraine headaches with a Botox injection. First off, patient tried various medications in the past, including Imitrax, Maxalt, Topamax, Propranolol, Emerge. None of those medications were effective for migraines. First off, next paragraph. A past medical history, chronic migraine headache disorder. Next number, pancreatitis. Next number, gallstones. Next number, past surgical history, cholecystectomy, lumpectomy. Next paragraph, medication. Topamax, 25 milligrams, 1 pill cubic chest. Next number, sumatriptan, 100 milligrams per day as needed. Next number, vitamin D2. Next number, multivitamin. Next number, calcium. Next number, allergies, no known drug allergies. Next paragraph, social history. Patient quit smoking. First off, patient does not smoke anymore. First off, patient does not drink alcohol. Patient does not use illicit drugs. First off, patient's married with 3 children. First off, next for family history. There's no family history of a medical condition. Next for review system, patient's chronic headaches. Next for impression, chronic migraine headache disorder. First off, patient continued to see improvement with the migraines with the Botox injection. First off, before the Botox injections come, a patient would have 18 migraine headaches day per month. First off, each migraine would last 24 hours. First off, since the Botox injection come, patient only have 2 migraine days per month. First off, the headache intensity used to be 9 out of 10. First off, now her headache intensity is 1 out of 10. First off, it has helped her significantly. First off, next pair of patients tried various medications in the past to come, including Imitrax, Maxalt, Propranolol, and Topamax and Emerge. First off, none of those medications were effective for her migraine attacks and migraine headaches. First off, patient would like to continue the Botox injection. First off, patient is requesting for another Botox. First off, this recommendation, explain to the patient of the above diagnosis. Next time, explain to the patient the risk and benefit Botox injection. First up, the benefit would include alleviation of the headaches. First up, the risk would include the muscle paralysis, double vision, short of breath, diplopia, and death. First up, a patient agrees to the Botox risk and benefit. First up, somebody Botox was performed today. First up, there's no complication from the injection today. First up, somebody I will continue to prescribe the patient on the sumatriptan 100 milligrams a day as needed. To first up, the side effects include chest tightness and short of breath. The first time joint patient will let me know if she developed any of those side effects. And then some are continued to patient on Topamax 25 milligrams 1 cubic chest. The first time explain to patient common side effects would include the sleepiness, drowsiness, tingling, numbness, and sedation. First up, explain to patient and let me know if she developed any of those side effects. And then some of our commission follow with me in 3 months, first up.